What happens when a notorious playboy meets the one woman immune to his charm? Carter Beckett, captain of the Vancouver Vipers hockey team, has perfected the art of keeping women at arm's length. His reputation precedes him. Hook up, avoid attachment, maintain control. His routine is methodical. No sleepovers, no second dates, no phone numbers exchanged. These aren't arbitrary rules, but carefully constructed defenses. When model Lacey leaves his hotel room disappointed after yet another one-night stand, Carter's teammate Emmett predicts someone will eventually upend his commitment-free lifestyle. Never gonna happen, Carter responds with trademark arrogance. His penthouse apartment, with its minimalist decor and conspicuous absence of personal photos, reflects his commitment to keeping life uncomplicated. But sometimes, the walls we build to protect ourselves become the very prisons that limit our capacity for joy and genuine connection. After an exhausting international trip, Carter reluctantly attends his teammate's girlfriend Kara's birthday party. Despite warnings to behave around Kara's best friend Olivia, Carter is instantly captivated by the gorgeous brunette dancing at the bar. What happens next is unprecedented in his experience. Olivia completely ignores him. When she finally acknowledges his presence, she reveals herself as someone who understands his world intimately. She played hockey for 15 years. Despite his most charming efforts, Olivia firmly rebuffs him. "I have absolutely no desire to be another notch in your bedpost." When Carter steps closer with his usual confidence, she asks if anyone's ever told him no before. His proud never is met with her perfect comeback. "Well, I guess there's a first time for everything," before she disappears into the crowd, leaving him stunned. For perhaps the first time in his adult life, his charm fails completely. Olivia sees through his practiced lines to the emptiness beneath. The rejection awakens something in him, a competitive spirit, certainly, but also genuine curiosity. Carter isn't accustomed to rejection, and Olivia's dismissal only fuels his determination. When they meet at Kara's apartment, genuine connection emerges beneath the flirtation. Carter offers Olivia his bacon-loaded pizza, a true sacrifice, and asks thoughtful questions about her. Despite momentary attraction, Olivia delivers another rejection before slamming the door. Undeterred, Carter's pursuit intensifies. At a hockey game Olivia reluctantly attends, he taps the glass, chants her name, and after scoring, points his stick at her with a wink. What distinguishes his pursuit is genuine effort. He's not relying on looks or status, but trying to connect with Olivia as a person, showing authentic interest in her work as a health teacher. During a slow dance to Olivia, Carter reveals vulnerability, noticing details about her and remembering her preferences. Both carry deep-seated trust issues complicating their attraction. Olivia doubts Mr. Manhor could genuinely care for her, while Carter, despite his carefully constructed playboy persona, finds himself increasingly willing to lower his defenses around her. At a charity event, when she expresses inadequacy, Carter reassures her she's on an entirely different level. Christmas reveals deeper layers to Carter's character. Once his favorite season filled with family traditions, the holiday became painful after his father's death 7 years ago, a loss he never processed. When Carter brings his elderly blind friend Hank to his childhood home, we glimpse compassion, contradicting his playboy image. His promise to his mother explains his fear of attachments. "If I ever find something like what you and Dad had, I won't let it get away. Loving deeply means risking devastating loss." Trust issues emerge when Carter invites Olivia to his actual home rather than the downtown Palace of Love condo he uses for hookups. When confronted, Carter admits she's the first non-family woman at his real home, asking her to forget his reputation. This represents a turning point. He's offering access to his authentic self, not just his carefully controlled image. Meanwhile, Olivia questions whether she can ever be enough for someone with his history. Their relationship transforms on New Year's Eve when Carter seeks permission to kiss her, her whispered yes beginning a new chapter that makes his entire world explode with color. As their relationship deepens, physical intimacy becomes a gateway to emotional vulnerability. When Olivia voices concerns about Carter's reputation, he promises to earn her trust rather than dismissing her. Their first night together transcends physical passion. Olivia admits she only sleeps with people she cares about, while Carter confesses, "You're the first person I've ever truly cared for." His request to consider me reveals his desire to be seen as worthy of her heart. Crisis strikes when Olivia discovers an article rating Carter's 12 hottest conquests and flees. Their separation prompts reflection. Carter realizes his feelings are unprecedented and learns from Kara that relationships require choosing each other daily, compromising, and merging two lives together. Eventually, Carter confesses his love, revealing that his father's death made him fear deep bonds. "I've been afraid of a lot of things, Ollie, but never as afraid as I am at the thought of losing you." Just as Carter and Olivia find happiness, crisis strikes. After the Vipers Stanley Cup celebration, Carter disappears for hours. When Olivia sees photos of Carter entering a hotel with two women, she assumes the worst and leaves despite his desperate pleas. The truth isn't infidelity, but blackmail. Carter had kept private photos of Olivia on his phone, protected by her birthday password. His teammate's ex-girlfriend accessed these photos and threatened to leak them unless they broke up. Rather than expose Olivia to humiliation, Carter tried handling it alone. After filing a police report, he finally explains everything to Olivia. Resolution comes when Olivia, unable to sleep apart, calls Carter, who rushes to her. When he asks if he's lost her, she assures him he never will. This crisis inverts their initial dynamic. Carter proves his devotion, while Olivia must overcome her insecurities to fully trust their love. After reconciliation, Carter shows commitment by making space for Olivia in his life. At Emmett and Kara's wedding, he surprises everyone by proposing, professing love for her humor, snark, kindness, and support. Though initially embarrassed, Olivia is moved when Carter declares he refuses to be without her. On their balcony, where he first fell in love with her, he explains his eagerness to marry as she helped him rediscover himself beyond hockey. Their story concludes at their wedding reception when Carter accidentally announces Olivia's pregnancy despite her instructions to keep it secret. As guests react with shock and delight, he offers only his charming grin and an oops, perfectly capturing their relationship. His impulsive enthusiasm, her exasperated affection, and their genuine love. Their ending satisfies because of their transformation. Carter from commitment-averse to eager family man, and Olivia from insecure to confidently embracing love. Their journey shows that real love isn't about finding someone perfect, it's about finding someone worth changing for, who inspires us to be truly seen.